A new study by the National Audubon Society shows birds are wintering farther north, including some species in Alaska. The study's authors say the shift is likely due to global warming. They note that from 1966 to 2005, the 40 years the study covers, the average January temperature in the lower 48 rose about 5 degrees Fahrenheit. Audubon's president, John Flicker, says the research was compiled from data drawn from the annual Christmas bird counts.
The likely impacts of climate change can be seen right now in the birds that Americans see or don't see right outside their doors and at their bird feeders. These birds are like our canaries in the coal mine. They're telling us that we'd better do something to curb global warming and to protect habitat and to do it now.
The Audubon study mentions 19 species in Alaska and says all of them shifted farther north and increased significantly in population. The director of bird conservation for Audubon Alaska, Matt Kirchhoff, says all the species studied throughout the country moved an average of 35 miles north, with some shifting hundreds of miles.
What the study has shown is that across North America, most of the birds are wintering at higher latitudes than they did 40 years ago. And so we're seeing this northward movement of the so-called center of abundance for many of these different species. Over half of the species that they're recording are moving north.
Kirchhoff says of the more than 300 species counted, 79 also showed a shift to the south. The birds moving north in Alaska include the Bohemian waxwing, pine grosbeak, and dark-eyed junco. Kirchhoff says there's an additional issue unique to Alaska. The birds can't simply fly farther north to find colder weather.
The problem in Alaska is that the birds don't have any further north to go, so we're seeing an influx of birds from the south. But our concerns are with birds that are breeding or wintering in Alaska. They don't have, as the habitat changes, they don't have any further north to go.
Kirchhoff says Audubon is concerned that as the climate changes, the tundra will gradually change too. He fears birds that go north in search of tundra will find it increasingly replaced by shrub and tree growth. Kirchhoff says warming will also affect offshore species, such as the ivory gull, that feed near ice.